When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Down 92.1 WGHN. Grand Haven's favorite. It is another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. And in the studio, we have Tony Ciccatelli from the Washington Street Inn. Did I say the name right?
Yes, you did. You did very well.
I did. There yes. You go. I don't know a whole lot about the Washington Street Inn, but let me say, I love your website. Tell me about it.
Thanks. Well, we're a traditional homestay bed and breakfast. We've been around for quite a long time. This is our 38th year this year.
Wow.
Yep. So, we were, I don't know how long you've been here, but we were approved, I say, back in the Marge Boone, Larry Deachin days.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I was 27. My wife is 26.
Okay.
We found the home, and it was the first house we ever bought, and we converted it right away into bed and breakfast.
I love it. Is it a special kind of clientele that goes towards a bed and breakfast? I stayed in one once, mid-80s, in Paris, okay? Like, in the worst part of Paris, let me tell you. But every morning she made us coffee, homemade bread, and jam. It was awesome. But that was my experience. So Is it a certain kind of clientele that you get for a bed and breakfast?
Yeah, I think so. I think the traveler is looking for, something kind of unique and kind of special. Something, you know, maybe where they can really kind of experience, you know, kind of live like a local kind of thing.
Okay.
So, you know, I kind of tell them the back way to get to the beach.
There you go.
You know, that type of thing. And the breakfast is a huge part of it.
Sure. So,
and that's changed a lot over the 38 years.
Has it?
But it's very, very special. We do kind of a limited off a menu, which is a little bit unusual. A lot of times bed and breakfast will, you know, same dish, everybody gets it, you know,
yes.
kind of a thing.
Right? Yes.
And so we provide some choices, on a menu so that people can get exactly what they want and when they want. They can put down the time and that type of thing.
I love it. You must love people. You wouldn't do this if you didn't love people. You love to talk to people and get to know them, don't you?
Yeah, love hospitality.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it's really the best part of it is meeting the people. I kind of always like the social aspect of
sure.
things. It's kind of like, you know, I love breweries
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it's the social aspect of it. I like to drink a nice pint, you know, from one of our local breweries.
Sure.
But it's the social aspect. When I sit at the bar and I meet somebody next to me,
yeah.
it's great. So it's kind of the same thing. So
I could imagine, like, in the morning, you know, reading a book and sitting on the porch and just watching the world of Grand Haven go by.
Sure.
And if you're not from here, even if you're from here, it's a fun thing to do. But if you're not from here, it's a really fun thing to do. Now, do people come from all over the country? I would imagine they do.
Yeah, they come from all over the country. I've had people, obviously over the years, I've had people from, you know, Singapore.
No.
I've had people, yeah, sure. You
really?
Know, and, you know, they're not coming specifically to stay a night at my place, but, yeah, you know, they're in Chicago or
sure.
they're traveling around, and so they take in the lakeshore. But, yeah, all across the country, a lot of local people. I've had a couple of people from Grand Haven.
I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you about that because I would stay at your place for a staycation.
Yeah.
Because I live in downtown Grand Rapids and it's loud and noisy. And trust me, I would consider that.
Yeah.
I like to write.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of writers in this town too.
Yes.
So I would imagine people do stay.
Yeah.
Why
wouldn't
they?
But mostly what you would think, you know, Chicago,
okay.
Indiana, you know, Detroit.
Okay.
Ohio.
Those areas. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, you know, 2-3 hours, 4 hours away.
Your rooms are beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks.
They're stunning.
Yeah, we have 5 guest rooms.
Okay.
The main floor bedroom is our largest. That was named after H.J. Dornbos, who had the fish business in town.
Right.
And they were pretty prominent, the Dornbos family. And then the 4 bedrooms on the second floor, they're after our grandmothers.
Really?
So there's Mary's and Gertrude's, which is my wife's grandmother. And then my grandmothers were Sophia and Bettina. and they were named after our grandparents.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it really, it has that special feel to it, you know? There's a lot of history there, and I would imagine you've seen a lot of changes in the last, what, 25 years? With how people travel, mm-hmm. how much they bring when they travel. I mean, so much has changed.
Right, yeah.
You know? It just has. Are there TVs in the room or no TVs?
No. No, okay. It's more of a historic stay.
That's what I thought. You don't need a TV when you're in Grand Haven.
Yeah, we got kind of strong-armed into putting one in the dorm bus room. A little one is in the dorm bus room.
Is it? Okay.
No common rooms or not in the bedrooms.
Okay.
And, you know, just get reacquainted with people, you know, as far as like, the, you know, they talk. We've got board games and cards and that kind of thing.
Sure.
And, you know, that's kind of, and the other thing is that, to be honest with you, I mean, sometimes, but they don't really hang out at the B&B a whole lot, right? Grand Haven has so much to do and offer. A lot of times, you know, they're gone. Shoulder season, spring and fall, they might hang out a little bit more at the house or if there's inclement weather or something, but it's always sunny and nice in Grand Haven, so they're out and about.
Isn't that a fact? It is always sunny and nice in Grand Haven. I would imagine during Coast Guard, you're probably very busy and in the summer season as well. Yeah. How important is Grand Haven Main Street in the Downtown Development Authority to your business, to the Washington Street Inn?
Yeah, they're just closely interconnected. I mean, we're great because we're literally, you know, in between Centertown and Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Main Street includes Centertown. So the things that we kind of do there complement each other.
Yeah.
And we're closely connected because obviously after where's the beach, the next question is, you know, where's restaurants, shops, breweries, you know, they want to do those things. And so we can have people walk in either direction. You know, I'm a little closer to Centertown.
Mm-hmm.
And with all that development going on there, it's just been fantastic, really, because people can, you know, just go a half a block.
I know.
And they can be, you know, at J-Dubs for a dinner,
mm-hmm.
go to Guitar Haven or mm-hmm. Tendon and
mm-hmm.
Vintage Green.
There you go.
I can just go down the line.
There you go. I mean, there's just so much happening. There really, really is.
I just try to promote all of them, you know?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, even people like, you know, that come in, I'll say, if they're traveling, I'll say, do you want to go to the paint store? Talk to my buddy Larry,
uh-huh.
and you can get some paint.
There you go.
And they're like, no, not interested in paint.
Not interested. Okay, so you run the Washington Street Inn.
Yep.
Do you travel at all?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you do. All right.
I mean, not a whole lot, but I do, you know, I love the industry.
Yeah.
And so I stay at a lot of bed and breakfast.
Okay.
I do inn inspections for a state association, so I see a lot of inns.
All right.
And so can be used as a good resource if you're traveling somewhere, especially in Michigan. I can tell you about places in all along the lakeshore.
Sure.
Detroit, Grand Rapids, out in the country.
You got a book in you. You know that, right? You do.
Yeah, I can talk about a lot of guests in 38 years.
Yeah, you've seen it all.
I'm not a writer, but yeah, it's been fun, you know. And each year I'm kind of like, I probably won't get anybody as interesting as last year.
And you do every year, don't you?
Every year.
Isn't that something?
Every year.
Oh, yeah. I love summer here. I just sit and I just watch the world go by. Mm-hmm. I mean, our studios are right downtown and we see so much. And, you know, and it's just awesome when when you're in a community that is welcoming. And I do mm-hmm. believe that Grand Haven is and the Washington Street Inn. I might stay there this summer.
Yeah.
I might stay at your place this summer. A staycation.
Yeah. This is pretty ideal. I didn't quite.
Our studios?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever think about renting this out for bed and breakfast?
There you go. We could. Well, okay. I'll be honest. I have slept here before. I have slept at the studios when we had really bad weather, but you're right. I know. Look at it. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It really, really is. It's so nice to meet you, Tony, and say hello to Michelle.
Okay.
And I'm sure you're very gracious when people come to the Washington Street Inn and you greet them with a big smile and whatnot. And so, I bet you're a really good cook, aren't you?
Yeah.
Your Italian dishes are really good. I know they are.
Yes, okay. I'm Italian.
All right.
My wife's German, so yeah, we do get into cooking a little bit. But yeah, I just kind of goof around in the kitchen a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah. So
do you like to bake?
Yep, we have some great bake, you know, cinnamon streusel coffee cake.
Nice.
You know, cherry almond scones, blueberry coffee cake. Just,
you know. Hey, have you, I have to ask, have you ever had like somebody that like, okay, I have to ask, because have you ever had like someone come in that's like really loud and partying and you're like, and people are like, does that ever happen at a bed and breakfast? I've always wanted to know that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can always get that, but no, I haven't so much. I mean, okay, a little bit when you've got a little bit more of a one-party rental where
okay,
you take the whole
yeah,
house,
yeah,
then
yeah,
they have that kind of mentality.
Sure.
Where, but you, typically, it's great because you have, you know, four or five rooms. You get four or five couples who don't know each other.
Uh-huh.
They're on good behavior.
Yeah, you're yeah, right. Yeah.
And, you know, the kind of music, you know, you
yeah,
play and it kind of keeps people
you're right,
the way that I have it laid out and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really play too much of the music that I grew up with, like back in the 70s. I mean, that would probably cause...
Here's some Led Zeppelin.
That's
from,
right.
From 69 at the Washington Street Inn.
Yes.
No, I get it. And you're right. When people walk in, they know what the place is about. And if you've got the ambiance and all of that, they're going to be on their best behavior.
Right, right.
They don't want to be kicked out of a bed and breakfast.
Right, right.
Nobody does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice being here.
This was nice.
Yeah.
This was nice. And don't be surprised if I call you up and I end up doing a staycation, because that actually would be perfect, because I could just walk down here to the radio station in the morning and do the show.
Six blocks.
There you go. The Washington Street Inn. So go downtown.